Coming up later in the program, we're going to take you to Venezuela. We'll hear reaction from there about a new decree of powers granted to President Hugo Chavez. That's ahead in just a few minutes. But first, for your consideration, right now, a Venezuelan GeoQuiz. President Hugo Chavez has changed a lot of things about Venezuela. For example, he's effectively thrown out the country's old political ruling class as part of his Bolivarian revolution. One thing that hasn't changed, though, is the presidential palace. Chavez works in the same building that Venezuelan leaders have been working in for more than a century now. We want to know what the palace's official name is. By the way, it has something to do with mighty pretty flowers. We'll be back with the answer in just a bit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Recent heavy rains and flooding in Venezuela displaced tens of thousands of people. President Hugo Chavez's response is to expropriate private construction companies. He says it's to speed up the recovery. Chavez signed the expropriation decree yesterday at the Miraflores Presidential Palace in Caracas. That is the answer to our GeoQuiz, by the way. Miraflores, meaning looking at the beautiful flowers. On Friday, Venezuela's lame duck National Assembly voted to give Chavez the power to rule by decree for the next 18 months. The opposition in Venezuela isn't happy about that. Neither is the U.S. State Department. Both accuse President Chavez of using the recent floods to grab extra power just weeks before a new National Assembly with more opposition members takes office. Reporter Rachel Jones has more from Caracas.
President Chavez says he will use his newly granted decree powers to help flood victims. For example, he plans to raise the sales tax to bring in money for reconstruction efforts.
Agradezco mucho a la Asamblea Nacional.
In thanking the National Assembly after its vote on the so-called enabling law, Chavez derided his opponents.
Esta es la dictadura, dicen los pitiyanquis, o las leyes cubanas.
This, said Chavez, is what the little Yankees call dictatorship, or Cuban-style laws. Little Yankees is a term the Venezuelan president often uses to belittle his critics. Opposition leader Teodoro Petkov, who edits the Caracas Daily Tal Cual, calls the move autocratic and unconstitutional. He says Chavez will likely use his decree powers to push through reforms that were rejected by voters in a 2007 referendum, including one that would allow the president to appoint officials above elected mayors and governors. Petkov admits the opposition can do little to halt such legislation. But what the government can't do, says Petkov, is stop the opposition from taking political action and using the assembly as a forum for debate leading up to the 2012 presidential elections. Chavez is expected to seek re-election then. Skepticism about the president's intentions is not hard to find on the streets of Caracas. Francisco Villarte, a 44-year-old businessman eating dinner at an upscale restaurant on Sunday, said he approved of special powers to help flooding victims. But he added that those granted were too far-reaching and would likely be used against media outlets such as Globovisión, a television channel strongly opposed to the government.
I think the president's first hard blow will be against Globovisión, and we'll go out and we'll protest. But it's very hard to fight against this man. What he's wanted to do, he's done. And I feel sad for the country because it's becoming like a Cuba, in which the government is all-powerful, in which the government is the provider of housing and food. That sort of government has never worked.
But many Venezuelans are willing to give Chavez the benefit of the doubt. On Sunday afternoon, Maria Nunez was waiting outside a shelter in central Caracas to visit with her daughter and two grandchildren. She said the government helped them with food, clothing, and shelter, and that they were waiting for a permanent place to call home.
No sé si eso es lo necesario.
She said she's not sure the new powers were necessary. But, she adds, if they help those affected by the floods or those who are suffering, then that's okay with her. For The World, I'm Rachel Jones in Caracas.